KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Shasta College Theater Department is holding auditions for its fall production of A Midsummer Night's Dream on August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. The auditions will take place in the Shasta College Theater, Building 500. Auditions are open to both Shasta College students and community members. Prospective participants are encouraged to prepare a one-minute dramatic monologue. Performances for Midsummer Night's Dream, running from October 10th through 19th.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This could be an exception. Who knows?
Yeah, but, I mean, this could be the case where that is a situation. I mean, perhaps have you changed the filters in the HVAC system? Maybe that's a problem.
I do change that, but I don't know what type.
All right. Well, if you're changing it, it's not an electronic air cleaner. So there's better filters out there that do a better job of scrubbing the air. They're called electronic air cleaners. You could look at one by Trane, CleanFX. April Air makes them. They're very effective. It's an electronic air cleaner that scrubs kind of even the smallest virus-sized particles out of the air, and that could help to get rid of any of that residual odor. I mean, it sounds like you're kind of on your way to that since you seem to have done everything else. I mean, I would have recommended painting the subfloors when you had the carpet up, but to go back and do that, I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference, but it might. Ugh, I'm so sorry I don't have a more targeted answer, but you're doing all the right investigating. We're giving you all the same advice. So I would try to change out that air filter system. If you're up for a flooring project again, paint that subfloor. I don't know. Good luck, all right?
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
And Leslie, on some of the electronic air cleaners, like the April Air, for example, they have the elements which zap the air particles as they're going through.
Yeah.
But they still have a media of sorts, similar to a fiberglass filter, but it's usually a woven accordion style. So it's the combination of the two. Not all of them. Some of them are just electric. Some of them are combo. But
all right.
It's worth, you know, peeking your head in there and seeing if there is a media filter of sorts. Because if you don't know if it has one, you haven't changed it.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for joining us. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Are your sprinklers doing more watering on the driveway than your lawn? Coming up, we're going to share smart midsummer maintenance tips for your in-ground sprinkler system that'll help you save water, protect your lawn, and help you avoid wasting cash on your next water bill. That's all coming up on the Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax roof restoration treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch trench flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you are craving a summer-style update but don't want to commit long-term, try removable wallpaper. You guys have long known that I am a forever fan of wall coverings. Try it. You might love it too, guys. You know, it's perfect for adding a bold pop of color or pattern to an accent wall, inside bookshelves, or even the back of a closet or a pantry. Those peel-and-stick designs are easy to apply and just as easy to change when the seasons or your taste change as well. Instant upgrade, no mess. I love it. It's like a puzzle for your wall. All right, I'm getting off my wallpaper high horse. Jim, who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, heading over to Maryland, where we've got Dave on the line. He's dealing with some problems with a new roof. What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, we had a roof put on, and it's and I noticed as I'm looking at the second story for the lower part of the roof, I knew it had problems because it was leaking down there too. But the wood is all rotted out. The framework is, and they went and put new plywood on top of it, that rotten framework, and then put the new shingles on. And I told him, I said, no, don't do it. I said, that needs to be replaced. It needs to be totally redone. Oh, well, we don't do that for you. You have to get somebody else to do that.
So they expect you to take the new roof off now to replace that rotted wood that they covered already?
Exactly. I'm like, well, okay, so what's up with that? I didn't think that was possible to do that, but they just did it and they left. And I was like, wow, the whole roof. I mean, the rest of the roof, yeah, it looks great and everything, but I don't know if any of that wood up on the top of the roof was rotted or anything. I couldn't see it, but I saw on that bottom part, it was really bad.
I mean, can you get into the attic and look at the underside of the roof sheathing?
Yeah. The upper roof, it seems to be okay, because I actually tore out all the drywall and pulled out all the insulation so I could see that stuff. Looks to be okay.
All right, yeah. So the section below that had the rotted wood on it, they covered over. How big is that?
Probably about maybe 5 feet as far as from the house down to that part of the roof. Connected to the house, you know what I mean? And width-wise, it goes almost all the way across.
And what was on there before that? Was it like 1x6 or 1x8, like solid sheathing? Was it plywood? When you saw that it was rotted, what were you looking at?
The actual frame. Not the plywood that they put on top, but the actual frame itself was 2x4s.
Oh, the roof rafters.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here's what should have happened, okay? Well, I get that these guys might say, we don't do the structural repairs, and that's fair, but they did make the decision to go ahead and just cover it all up. What they should have done is said, okay, we're going to do as much as we can do, which is the upper roof and these other areas of your house, but this area here needs a structural repair. So we either do that for you at an additional cost, which also would have been fair, right?
Right.
Yeah, or they could say, we're going to stop the job right here, give you the chance to bring somebody else in. So they didn't do either of those things. I mean, they just blew through it, covered the old rotted wood with new wood, and so now you've kind of got a sandwich of rot up there. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that?
That part of the roof is hanging down, and that's where it's leaking out all the time, you know, down near the cellarway and everything, and it's a mess.
And it's sagging? I mean, does it look structurally unsound where they re-roofed it?
It's definitely structurally unsound, yeah. It's sagging.
Now they're what? They're chasing you? You didn't make a final payment or something? They're trying to chase you for money?
Yep, exactly.
Well, listen, I think you owe them part of the job, and what I would do is, I mean, I'd probably pay them because the rot's not their fault, right? They just didn't make it worse, but they certainly didn't fix it.
You know, the rest of it now they're trying to get us for, and I'm like, it wasn't done right.
Maybe you pay them. You kind of have to determine this on your own, but maybe you pay them 75% of the project because they really kind of screwed up the last part.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, then tell them to come take the roof off and leave it like it was, and then you can get it structurally fixed. So I think you're going to have to go ahead and hop on that. I mean, make sure you do it in writing. Tell them that it's not that you're not paying for it. You just have a dispute on the quality of the project. So they don't need to send you to collection and say that you're stiffing them for the job, because you're not. You didn't do the job you were paid to do. But I do believe that when this was discovered at that moment, they did have a responsibility to tell you what your options were. And this is not unusual for the guys. I mean, they're in this business, right? They open up roofs all the time and tear off roofs.
I always replace stuff like that. When I see it, I replace it.
Yeah, right. But when you open the stuff up and you find this, most roofing contracts that I see, they actually say in it, if we find structural work that has to be done or plywood that has to be replaced, that it has to be done at an additional price or fee, they didn't even give you that option. So I think this is on them. I think your complaint is entirely justified, and I think you owe them part of the money for the roof, but for the rest of it, I wouldn't pay them. And I would make sure it's very clear to them why you're not paying them, and it's not that you're stiffing them. You're not looking for a discount. The fact of the matter is that they've created now a bigger problem for you that would have been much easier and much simpler to repair had it been done at that time.
That's right, yeah. Well, I thank you for your concern. I thank you for your call back also.
Yeah, I mean, you're very welcome, Dave, and best of luck with the situation. I hope it all works out for you. Well, if you've got an in-ground sprinkler system, summer is prime time to make sure that it's running at its best. A few quick maintenance steps can help you save water, lower your utility bill, and keep your lawn looking green, not soggy or scorched. So first things first, you want to check for leaks and broken sprinkler heads. Even a small crack in a line or a damaged head can waste gallons of water in no time. So turn the system on, watch each zone in action, look for the heads that aren't popping up fully, ones that are spraying unevenly, or creating puddles around the yard. Next, you want to make sure that your sprinkler heads are aimed properly. If the water is hitting the driveway, the sidewalk, or the side of the house, you're wasting water and you're possibly damaging surfaces. You want to adjust those heads so that they're watering the grass and the plants, not concrete. It's also smart to check the timing and duration of your watering schedule. During the summer, the best time to water is early in the morning, ideally before 9 a.m. That's going to minimize evaporation and ensure that more water is actually reaching the roots. As far as how much, your lawn typically needs about an inch of water per week, so adjust that system accordingly. Now, don't forget about adding a rain sensor. A lot of modern systems simply have one, but if yours doesn't, it's just time for an upgrade. A rain sensor is going to pause that sprinkler schedule when nature has already done the job. That's going to save you water and save you money. Nothing makes me more annoyed than seeing somebody's sprinkler system going during like a pouring down rainstorm. I'm like, that just seems irresponsible. While you're at it, guys, check for any clogged nozzles or filters. Debris can very easily block that water flow and cause weak spray patterns. A quick clean can restore that full function. And here's a bonus tip. If you've made any changes to your landscaping, like a new flower bed or a shrub, you want to make sure that that sprinkler layout will still make sense. You may need to tweak the system slightly to accommodate that new growth or additional hardscaping. Taking an hour or so midsummer to tune up that sprinkler system can help your yard stay lush and healthy and ensure that you're not pouring money down the drain every time it runs. All right, I love those tips. Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's on the line next?
Now we got Frankie on the line, Leslie, with her countertop question. What's going on, Frankie?
I have in my kitchen is a countertop that I think is linoleum. I'm not sure what it is. But it's gray in color, and I would love to either change it out or do something different. Somebody told me I could apply another round of paint, and that way it would look better than it does.
You know, Frankie, there's actually a number of ways that you could do this project. First of all, you mentioned that the countertop might be linoleum. I mean, I doubt that. It certainly would be a weird choice because linoleum is definitely an old flooring product. It could be laminate. That's more likely. And if it is laminate, which it probably is, it's like a Formica or Laminart or Wilson Art. Those are pretty much the brands of those laminate materials. If that's the case, you can use some products from a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. Their website is deichcoatings.com, and they have two different products that are designed as countertop finishing kits, and they are awesome. Now, one's called Spreadstone, and the other is called Lux Rock, and the Lux Rock product is great. There's a ton of different options in them, and it looks like there's a lot of stone in them, and the Spreadstone kind of looks more like a solid. So the Lux Rock is kind of more of like a travertine, like speckly, where the Spreadstone is more of like a solid marble or something like that. Two different looks, but both super durable and both a project that you can do yourself. It could take about 3 days or so, depending on which product you choose, but the steps really are you kind of clean the top, you get to work, everything you need is in the kit. So why don't you check out the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit and the Lux Rock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. Both are available at deichcoatings.com. Again, that's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. It's a great way for you to restore your countertop without spending a whole lot of money.
And while you're at it, get a new cutting board so you don't have to use your countertop for that and be doing this project every year.
Yeah, and get a new cutting board, period. They get gross over time. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for being with us this hour. Do you want to upgrade your outdoor space without a pricey stonemason? Coming up, we'll talk with the folks from Ladera, a clever stackable stone system that makes it easy to build fire pits, garden beds, and more without cutting, mortaring, or breaking your back. That's next on the Money Pit.
Every year, millions of pounds of used clothing leave American closets and land in places like Guatemala, not as waste, but as economic lifelines. A new report shows that Guatemala's secondhand clothing economy is turning discarded fashion into jobs, resilience, and inclusive economic growth. Lisa Jepson, CEO of Garson & Shaw, explains more.
We wanted to shine the light on the environmental and economic benefit of the secondhand clothing trade. As the U.S. develops new rules on fashion waste, it's important that global reuse stays front and center. We need government support for better collections, as too too much clothing is still going to landfill. Global reuse must be valued for its role in building more inclusive, circular economies that includes creating accessible jobs. The U.S. supplies nearly all of Guatemala's secondhand clothing, which is a vital source of affordable clothing in a country where over half of the population lives in poverty. And we're seeing incredibly high levels of reuse from what is important. We need global policies that recognize clothing reuse as vital to livelihoods throughout the value chain.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
UltimateSalesMachine.com/book.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Well, we've
We've been talking a lot about how to create beautiful and functional outdoor spaces this summer, and one of the products really making waves is Ladera, the stackable stone system that makes projects like fire pits, raised beds, and seat walls faster and easier than ever. So joining us now is Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager for Ladera, and Chris is here to walk us through how Ladera works, why it's different from traditional stone, and how it can help you create a stunning outdoor upgrade without cutting a single block. Chris, welcome to the Money Pit.
Glad to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's kind of start with the basics. What makes Ladera different from traditional stone products that homeowners might sort of be used to using or afraid to use?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's the closest thing we found to making a natural stone. Whenever we're making these concrete walls, I think the goal is to make it look as natural as possible. Historically, you've seen a lot of what we call split face walls or walls that have the exposed aggregate where when a wall is made and it's broken, you see the exposed aggregates and exposed rock in there, and it's a very rough surface. This wall is designed to look like a natural flagstone, and it's got a very smooth surface, looks like an appearance of dry stack stone. But the trick with this wall is it's all, you know, one unit, easy to put together. No caps needed for the top of the wall, no cuts needed. Any kind of rectilinear design you can build without making any type of cut at all. It's an easy product to use, and it's very durable.
Is it so unique looking because you have one size, but you have seven different face patterns, and then it sort of hides the joints? So how does this sort of help people achieve like a really custom high-end look?
Historically, in walls, you've seen these false joints. They're very shallow, and it looks fake. These false joints are very deep, and it gives it the illusion of being a mortarless dry stack wall. So it's just it's a unique design. You just don't see a lot of this in the marketplace, but it's a long trend with what's going on with from a natural stone wall. It just follows those trend lines of what's popular in the marketplace right now.
But we are adhering them together, correct?
Yeah. So when you're doing the fire pit and you're doing some small seat walls, the friction lock that you get from this wall itself is enough to hold it in place. But we always recommend whenever you can to use some of our paste stone block and paver adhesive. It just comes in a little 10.5 ounce tube. You squirt a little bead of it in between the layers, and it just adds for a little extra stability.
And I mean, because this is sort of a precast concrete product and we're using the adhesive, what kind of conditions can this stand up to? Freeze thaw, storm, snow?
All of the above, all of the above. These walls are about 25 pounds a piece. These wall blocks are about 25 pounds a piece, so they're not going to blow anywhere. It's a durable concrete. The color that's in it is an integral color, a pigment color that goes through the entire block. So if you do have any breakage or cracking or any of that kind of stuff, it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. And then, like I said, these walls, if you add a little bit of adhesive, it's really going to lock it into place. They're not going anywhere.
And truly, the fire pit takes 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes? This can't be true.
Absolutely. If you're building on top of a concrete surface, for instance, we've actually done this in less than 2 minutes.
This is amazing. You guys are so talented at this. Regular homeowner, 5 minutes.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Easily 5 minutes if you've got a good flat surface already.
Oh, I love it.
It's very convenient, very easy. And by putting a fire pit, like a Ladera fire pit like that together, it acts as a central focal point where you can gather around with your family, you know, roast marshmallows, that sort of thing. Like, it's a really neat little kit.
All right, so what other type of projects do you find homeowners are using Ladera for? Are they getting super creative? Have you seen some afters in their outdoor spaces?
They are. Another unique feature about this block, too, is that it's finished not only on the face and the top of the wall block, but also on the sides. We've had homeowners for bed edging where you can stand the wall up upright. I've had people use it for columns. We've had people use it for seat walls, any type of raised garden beds, anything you want to do, like a surround or a raised bed.
User-friendly.
Yeah, very user-friendly.
This is fantastic, Chris. We are talking with Chris from Ladera and Pavestone about this wonderful dry stack stone that we can use to build a variety of projects. So if folks are ready to dive in, where should they go to learn more about it?
Absolutely. You can go to pavestone.com and take a look at product pages on there. We've got how-to videos, how to build fire pit kits, that sort of thing. We've got all the specs that you want to see on that wall. We've got some project estimators on there to help you figure out how much you need to complete your project. And you can also find this for sale on HomeDepot.com as well.
That's awesome. Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager from Pavestone and Ladera, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We can't thank you enough. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, when we return, are you tackling a home remodel? Well, you might be paying more than you think. We're going to tell you how recent tariffs on lumber, appliances, and fixtures could be adding thousands to your renovation budget and what smart homeowners can do to protect their bottom line. That is next on The Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it's not too late to get that summer garden going, you guys. Instead of just pots on the windowsill, you can create a vertical herb wall in your kitchen or on a sunny porch. You want to mount a few small wall planters, mason jars, or hanging pockets and fill them with basil, mint, rosemary, and thyme. It's living decor that looks great, smells fresh, and keeps your summer recipes stocked with homegrown flavor. I love that idea, and I love cooking, so this is a great way to do both at the same time. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones.
All right, now we're talking about Mother Nature here with some solar power. We've got Rick from Illinois on the line. How can we help out, Rick?
Well, I was just wondering if you folks had a good, reputable company that can install solar panels on the ground. I don't want them on my roof.
Wow, we want like a mini solar farm in your yard? Do you have room for that?
Yes. And on the north side, there's no neighbor trees that are going to create shade. I have enough room there. My lot is almost 250. 40 feet long.
It's a good idea and concept here, Rick. I would definitely be wary sometimes with solar companies because there's a lot of kind of stretching of the truth sometimes when it comes to the real benefits or the savings here, because very often there's different ways that you can be paying for it. You can buy it outright, but a lot of people don't seem to do that. You can lease the solar panels, but then you're always going to have this payment that's due. You can lease them against what you're earning and still have the responsibility for the lease, you know, the balance of it. And then that becomes an issue of how do, you know, who does the maintenance? How does the maintenance get covered? And even more of a concern is when it's on the roof. If you're going to put it on the roof, you want to make sure you're putting it on a new roof. And that's a lot of things here. And, you know, it's a good time to think about, should I have solar panels or not? Do I need a roof or not? So for you wanting to do this on the ground, there could be some benefit of that. But I would be aware of what incentives are out there. Maybe some are offered by your state, your local and federal governments. We don't have specific answers for you on this, but I can tell you that, you know, you want to make sure you do a ton of research on the incentives. You want to make sure you're doing a ton of research on the companies and then see what's going to work best for you. It's not something I would rush into. I would really think about it carefully, deliberately, because it's a big project, you know, just the infrastructure to have this, the wiring, everything that has to go together. You want to make sure that it will cover the power for your home. Maybe eventually you'll resupply power to the grid. You'll earn some money on this, but I think it's a long road to kind of get there. So making sure that there are incentives up front and that it can and will work for you are good places to start.
And if you're purchasing a house that has a solar system, make sure your paperwork is reflected that those leases are paid off, that you're not responsible for buying a home with somebody else's old solar lease still in effect. You want to make sure you're clear on that because that could be a real surprise. So get it in writing.
All right. Good luck, Rick. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've been planning a renovation like a kitchen remodel, outdoor projects, or even just buying a new appliance, you may have noticed things getting more expensive. A big factor are those tariffs on imported materials and goods. Let's break it down. You've got rising material prices. So across the board, lumber, steel, aluminum, drywall, appliances, those prices have climbed thanks to the tariffs. Now, the National Association of Home Builders estimates that these added costs are tacking on about $10,900 to the cost of a new home, and that's no small chunk for homeowners or builders. Now, what's being affected? It's not just big lumber and steel. Tariffs are hitting product lines like cabinetry, lighting fixtures, smart home devices, flooring, even countertops, sometimes up to 25% hikes on some items. You're also seeing delays and supply hassles. A major headache for DIYers and pros is volatile supply chains. Some materials are being stockpiled, others are being delayed. That means longer project timelines, fluctuating prices. Those are all built-in surprises right there in your budget. So what can you do? First of all, think about sourcing locally. Domestic suppliers may sidestep some of those tariffs. You want to lock in quotes early. If you're planning a summer project, get estimates with specified prices. You also want to consider alternatives. For example, refinishing your existing cabinets instead of replacing them. And by shopping smart, you can look for used or refurbished appliances and keep an eye out for rebates or domestic certifications. Timing matters, guys, so if you've been delaying, acting now could help if inventory is still available, and you can avoid buying later at higher post-tariff peak prices. But for big-ticket items with long lead times, buying sooner rather than later could save you thousands. Just another thing to think about why stuff is more expensive. So let's help you get those projects done and on budget. Jim, who's up next?
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about her dryer, Leslie. What's going on with you, Sherry?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp, and I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is outside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, you know, the wall into the outside.
All right, so let me ask you this. Say you're running a load in the dryer, and the buzzer goes off saying, I'm done. When you open it up, are the clothes still damp? Are they dry? Do you think they're becoming damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
Well, if they become damp overnight, this sounds sort of like a condensation thing where you've got the dryer all warm and toasty from the clothes drying, and then cold air or exposed air conditioning or something is causing a condensation issue, which could make the clothes feel damp. Or it could be that you have high humidity in the area. Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does the air feel humid or kind of thick, or is it only the dryer?
I've not really noticed it.
Is it a steam dryer? Do you have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer with that steam setting?
No.
I mean, here's just some general advice about dehumidifying your basement, which could help. You want to make sure that outside, where the humidity sort of forms and makes its way into the house, you're dealing with those situations. So if you have gutters and they're clogged, you want to clean them out. You want to look at where the downspouts deposit the water. I mean, it really all starts when the soil around the house is super flat, and then you don't get any runoff, and the water kind of collects there and then gets, you know, sucked into the home through the foundation, and that's where you get the humidity in the basement space. And you could try a portable dehumidifier for a while and see if that has an effect. But even if you have that running, you know, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the best way to kind of get humid conditions inside the basement under control. I mean, there's a post on MoneyPit.com on the homepage about how to stop a basement from flooding that could help you with all of the moisture situations there. I mean, of course, the article that I'm recommending, you know, you don't have a basement that's flooding, but it definitely helps you with the moisture situation, getting that under control at home. I would definitely take a look at all of that and see if just containing the moisture and humidity in the basement space helps the dryer situation. If it doesn't, give us a call back because I'm so curious what's causing this. Okay, Sherry?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you want to boost your home's value and get the best bang for your buck? Well, sure you do. Coming up, we'll count down the top 5 home improvement projects with the best return on investment, so you'll know where to spend your money and where to save. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's really driving the coverage of the Jeffrey Epstein saga, and if you want to know what's really happening with illegal immigration, tune in to Liberty Nation Radio this week.
On
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Now it's time to see who's been emailing the team here for some advice. Jim, who's up first in our inbox?
Tony says that every year or two, he takes the time to remove the bottom element on his water heater and suck out the calcium deposits. He says, the first challenge I have, though, is to rig up a piece of copper to my shop vac and tape it to the heater to accomplish this. Is there a better tool out there for this task? P.S. I love your show. Well, thanks.
All right. Well, Tony, I think you're probably working too hard. That internal drain valve should be more than sufficient for getting rid of those calcium deposits from your water heater. And the only thing you're going to gain by removing that calcium is a little bit more efficiency, because the calcium, if it's laying across the bottom of the tank, can actually act as an insulator between the flame and the water, but it really has no effect on corrosion. Now, the valve in the water heater has threads on it, so you can just thread on a garden hose and run it somewhere where the water can run out and open that valve and just let it drain, and that'll do it. You don't have to give yourself any fancy tools or figure out a way to do this. We've got the technology, and it's designed to do just that. Now, if you've never drained the water heater, guys, don't do it. It's either do it all the time or just ignore it. I mean, I've never done mine. I'm at 23 years. Well, now I've got a new one. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. Probably won't. But, Tony, I think you're doing great here. I just think you don't have to do, you know, overkill. It's going to work itself out. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a big plumbing repair if one of those valves gets stuck open. All right? Good luck with all of your home improvements.
There's no doubt that houses can eat up more of our hard-earned cash than most of us hope for, but one way to take the edge off all that spending is to choose home improvements that can recoup their cost when it comes time to sell. Leslie has some tips on which improvements will bring the most value in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you are thinking about investing in your home, you might be wondering which projects actually pay off when it's time to sell. So let's count down the top five improvements with the best return on investment according to the latest data. Now, number five is a new garage door. And you might not think much about it, but replacing your garage door can recoup up to 90% of its cost. It boosts curb appeal and function, and buyers love seeing a fresh, low-maintenance upgrade. Number four came in with energy-efficient windows. New windows aren't just good for your utility bills. They are a big selling point. Replacing old drafty windows with energy-efficient models delivers an ROI of about 68 to 72%. Plus, it makes your home more comfortable year-round. Number three was a minor kitchen remodel. And notice I said minor. You don't need to gut the kitchen to get great returns. Simple upgrades like refaced cabinets, new countertops, updated appliances can net you a 75 to 80% return. Plus, the kitchen is still the heart of the home for buyers, so they're looking for a good-looking spot. Number two was stone veneer siding. Adding stone veneer to your home's exterior, like an accent wall or around an entryway, recoups about 90% of the cost. It's all about curb appeal and that wow factor when those buyers first pull up, so that's a big win. And along the same vein, number one was a new front door. Believe it or not, replacing your front door, especially with a steel or a fiberglass option, can give you a return of up to 100% or more. It's the first impression, it adds security, and it boosts energy efficiency. So if you're looking to invest in your home, start with these projects. They not only make your home look better, but they also put real money back in your pocket when it comes time to sell. All right, that's a wrap for this hour of The Money Pit. Covered a lot of ground today, from the backyard to the front door. If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the replay on our podcast or check out the highlights at moneypit.com. And of course, we'll be back next time with more home improvement tips, design inspiration, and expert advice to help make your home the best it can be. Before summer slips away, it's the perfect time for a home energy checkup. Coming up next week, we'll share quick tips to seal leaks, service your HVAC, and get your home fall ready while saving money on your cooling bills. Thanks for spending your time with us. We'll see you next time on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone.
the home, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PAIR.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is dispatching federal law enforcement officers to the streets of Washington, D.C. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says it plans to take over Gaza City. While some are blasting the decision, many others are saying it's the right thing to do because Hamas is the aggressor.
They want more civilian casualties so that they can point a finger at Israel and say that Israel's bad. Israel is not the offending member in this endeavor. So Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, and they committed a 21st century genocide. And everything that's taking place in Gaza right now is a direct result of that.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden.
I believe that the Israeli government now is doing what they think their only option is to get their hostages back.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has rejected the idea of giving up land to end the war with Russia. The response Saturday follows the president's suggestion that a peace deal could involve some swapping of territories. Meanwhile, President Trump plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska next Friday, which is seen as a potential breakthrough in the ongoing war. A law enforcement official says that a Georgia man who opened fire Friday on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta had blamed the COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal. The 30-year-old shooter tried to get into the CDC's headquarters but was stopped by guards. He then went to a pharmacy across the street and opened fire. DeKalb County Police Officer David Rose was mortally wounded while responding. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Former chief of staff at the Environmental Protection Agency under President Trump is calling out what she believes is a hoax perpetrated by climate activists.
At the heart of this climate scam was selling out the U.S. economy to countries like China and India that have horrendous environmental records. And Sean O'Brien and the folks that he represents, really the workers at these industrial operations and these factories, they have struggled to compete for a long time for trade deals, but also for this growth of the left-wing climate agenda.
Mandy Gunasekera was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Jen Powell is now in the history books. She has become the first female umpire to work a regular season game in the major leagues. Powell has worked as the first base umpire for today's first game of a split doubleheader between the Atlanta Braves and Miami Marlins. Tomorrow, she'll be in the spotlight when she calls pitches behind the plate. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says President Trump is dedicated to increasing the U.S. naval fleet.
A big part of the BBB was a massive increase in shipbuilding budget and funds. And so between that and his executive order, which he signed in March, calling for a return to American dominance in shipbuilding for the Navy, for the Coast Guard, but also commercial shipbuilding. So he's really put an effort into it. He understands how important it is, and I think we're going to have a renaissance in American shipbuilding.
O'Brien was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A major tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains will be demolished later this month. The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. It collapsed on one end and buckled in several other sections. The town says two engineering firms concluded the bridge was beyond repair. The bridge was created in 2013, will be demolished beginning August 18th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Thank you. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Councilman, will join us to talk about this lift fee that impacts on our older people and those with disabilities. Also joining us, Patty Smiley, world-known author. We're going to talk to her about how she became an author. And then at 8 o'clock, Shasta College with the latest on what's happening on campus. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera by Pavestone and Roof Max Roof Restoration. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, joined by the smartest Jim McKenzie. I mean,
I'm assuming you're the smartest of all the Jim Kenzies in the land.
Well, there are a couple of us out there, and if I can even be in the top 10, I'd be flattered, Leslie. Thank you so much.
You're the smartest in my book, my friend.
You're the smartest Leslie Segretti I know.
Oh, I love it. Well, you guys, the endless summer of heat and humidity continues, so how's everybody holding up? You guys doing okay? Your house is doing well. You're staying cool. I personally cannot wait for the signs that a crisp fall is on the way. So let's get to it. Maybe talking about non-summery things can, you know, help me feel good. We've got a great show for you guys this hour. Coming up, are your sprinklers doing more watering for the driveway than maybe your lawn? We're going to share smart midsummer maintenance tips for your in-ground sprinkler system that are going to help you save water, protect the lawn, and help you avoid wasting cash on your next water bill. And if you've been dreaming about upgrading your outdoor space, whether it's a cozy fire pit, a raised garden bed, or even elegant seawalls, there's a product that can help you get it done without the hassle of traditional stonework, and it's called Ladera. It's a clever stackable stone system that's fast, stable, easy to install, no cutting, no mortar, no special skills required. Christopher Clare is joining us later this hour to talk about that. And are you tackling a home remodeling project? Well, you might be paying more than you think. Coming up, how recent tariffs on lumber, appliances, and fixtures could add thousands to your renovation budget, and what smart homeowners can do to protect their bottom line. A lot of good stuff coming up this hour, so give us a call so we can lend you a hand with your home improvement projects at 888-MONEY-PET. Jim, who's up first?
First up, Leslie, we have Joseph with an electrical problem. What's going on at your money pit, Joseph?
I've got an older house that was built in the 1940s, and my daughter's nursery, the overhead fan and lights work, but none of the sockets in the room function, and I have no breakers that have tripped.
I mean, somewhere there has to be a socket that's disconnected. Are you sure the sockets aren't connected to a light switch?
I am 99% positive.
All right, well, 99% positive means that there's 1% doubt, right? Right? Especially with an older house, you're going to find that the outlets are a lot of times operated by a switch. I remember when we moved into our home built in the early 20s, we'd be like, why doesn't anything work? And sure enough, bloop, hit a switch, everything kind of comes on. Now, that was normal for that time period, not necessarily normal for a home today. So I would say, since the house is of an age, you know, I'm going to say that it's very mature. It's from the 40s. Let's not call it an old house. It's just a mature house. You might want to bring in an electrician to kind of make sure that everything is wired correctly, wired safely, has the proper safety measures. You want to make sure you have outlets with GFCIs, the ground fault circuit interrupters built into them, especially in a bathroom or near a water source like a sink in the kitchen. You want to make sure that everything is wired correctly to your panel, that you have enough amperage per areas that you might be using more of. I mean, it would be sort of like having an electrician come in and just do like a checkup and letting you know that everything is functioning correctly or not, and fixing what they can to sort of make things function to today's standard, what they can do without completely rewiring the house. And in an instance, if they may have to rewire something in a room so that those outlets function standalone, or at least now they're showing you these outlets are to this switch, et cetera. But I think it's definitely worth it to bring in a pro to sort of give you an electrical checkup and make sure that everything's groovy at home.
And I will definitely be calling in an electrician.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Courtney in Texas has a stinky question about her money pit. What's going on, Courtney?
It's not an old house. We've just lived here just under a year, and the previous owner was a cigarette smoker, and so pretty much everything smelled like cigarette. So,
oh, yeah, smoky houses are gross.
Done a lot of work on it, but I'm wondering if I need to just replace or clean out the ventilation system. That's one thing I haven't done yet.
All right, well, let's talk about this. So are we talking about every room in the house here, or is it just one kind of space in particular that's stinky?
It was every room in the house.
All right, is there carpeting in the house? Has it been replaced?
It's been replaced.
And when you replaced the carpet, what was underneath? Hardwood floors or just plywood underneath?
It was plywood.
All right, well, did you paint the plywood? Did they paint them with a sealer?
No.
All right, so one of the things we generally recommend in a cigarette smoky house is because it gets into everything, and unfortunately, it also gets into the underlayment to the carpeting. And when you take off the carpeting and you have that plywood down there, the first step should be to seal that flooring, so you're kind of using like a primer, a sealer that will keep that smoky smell into that plywood itself and then not come back up through the new carpet, because the carpet isn't going to stop that. So that's generally the first step to what to do. I mean, the other thing is think about any other soft materials in the home, blinds, drapes, anything of that nature that was there from the previous owner, get rid of.
We've done that. We've done all the light fixtures, all the outlet, all the cabinets have been redone.
I mean, you've done everything. What about the walls? Has the house been repainted on the interior and primed and then painted?
I did prime the walls, yeah.
Ugh. What about a drop ceiling? I mean, that's another porous material.
Is cleaning out the HVAC system?
I mean, generally, I don't say clean the ducts unless you're doing a ton of remodeling and dust and whatnot gets in there.
This could be an exception. Who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, this could be the case where that is a situation. I mean, perhaps have you changed the filters in the HVAC system? Maybe that's a problem.
I do change that, but I don't know what type.
All right. Well, if you're changing it, it's not an electronic air cleaner. So there's better filters out there that do a better job of scrubbing the air. They're called electronic air cleaners. You could look at one by Trane, CleanFX, April Air makes them. They're very effective. It's an electronic air cleaner that scrubs kind of even the smallest virus-sized particles out of the air. And that could help to get rid of any of that residual odor. I mean, it sounds like you're kind of on your way to that since you seem to have done everything else. I mean, I would have recommended painting the subfloors when you had the carpet up, but to go back and do that, I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference, but it might. Ugh, I'm so sorry. I don't have a more targeted answer, but you're doing all the right investigating. We're giving you all the same advice. So I would try to change out that air filter system. If you're up for a flooring project again, paint that subfloor. I don't know. Good luck, all right?
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
And Leslie, on some of the electronic air cleaners, like the April Air, for example, they have the elements which zap the air particles as they're going through.
Yeah.
But they still have a media of sorts, similar to a fiberglass filter, but it's usually a woven accordion style. So it's the combination of the two. Not all of them. Some of them are just electric. Some of them are combo. But
all right,
it's worth, you know, peeking your head in there and seeing if there is a media filter of sorts. Because if you don't know if it has one, you haven't changed it.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for joining us. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Are your sprinklers doing more watering on the driveway than your lawn? Coming up, we're going to share smart midsummer maintenance tips for your in-ground sprinkler system that'll help you save water, protect your lawn, and help you avoid wasting cash on your next water bill. That's all coming up on the Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself.
QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you are craving a summer-style update but don't want to commit long-term, try removable wallpaper. You guys have long known that I am a forever fan of wall coverings. Try it. You might love it too, guys. You know, it's perfect for adding a bold pop of color or pattern to an accent wall, inside bookshelves, or even the back of a closet or a pantry. Those peel-and-stick designs are easy to apply and just as easy to change when the seasons or your taste change as well. Instant upgrade, no mess. I love it. It's like a puzzle for your wall. All right, I'm getting off my wallpaper high horse. Jim, who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, heading over to Maryland, where we've got Dave on the line. He's dealing with some problems with a new roof. What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, we had a roof put on, and it's and I noticed as I'm looking at the second story for the lower part of the roof, I knew it had problems because it was leaking down there too. But the wood is all rotted out. The framework is, and they went and put new plywood on top of that rotten framework, and then put the new shingles on. And I told him, I said, no, don't do it. I said, that needs to be replaced. It needs to be totally redone. Oh, well, we don't do that for you. You have to get somebody else to do that.
So they expect you to take the new roof off now to replace that rotted wood that they covered already?
Exactly. I'm like, well, okay, so what's up with that? I didn't think that was possible to do that, but they just did it and they left. And I was like, wow. The whole roof, the rest of the roof, yeah, it looks great and everything, but I don't know if any of that wood up on the top of the roof was rotted or anything. I couldn't see it, but I saw on that bottom part it was really bad.
I mean, can you get into the attic and look at the underside of the roof sheathing?
Yeah. The upper roof, it seems to be okay because I actually tore out all the drywall and pulled out all the insulation so I could see that stuff. Looks to be okay.
All right, yeah. So the section below that had the rotted wood on it, they covered over. How big is that?
Probably about maybe 5 feet as far as from the house down to that part of the roof, connected to the house, you know what I mean? And width-wise, it goes almost all the way across.
And what was on there before that? Was it like 1x6 or 1x8, like solid sheathing? Was it plywood? When you saw that it was rotted, what were you looking at?
The actual frame, not the plywood that they put on top, but the actual frame itself was 2x4s.
Oh, the roof rafters.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. All right, so here's what should have happened, okay? Well, I get that these guys might say, we don't do the structural repairs, and that's fair, but they did make the decision to go ahead and just cover it all up. What they should have done is said, okay, we're going to do as much as we can do, which is the upper roof and these other areas of your house, but this area here needs a structural repair. So we either do that for you at an additional cost, which also would have been fair, right?
Right.
Yeah, or they could say, we're going to stop the job right here, give you the chance to bring somebody else in. So they didn't do either of those things. I mean, they just blew through it, covered the old rotted wood with new wood, and so now you've kind of got a sandwich of rot up there. And, who knows what's going to happen with that?
That part of the roof is hanging down, and that's where it's leaking out all the time, down near the cellarway and everything, and it's a mess.
And it's sagging? I mean, does it look structurally unsound where they re-roofed it?
It's definitely structurally unsound, yeah. It's sagging.
Now they're chasing you? You didn't make a final payment or something? They're trying to chase you for money?
Yep, exactly.
Well, listen, I think you owe them part of the job. And what I would do is, I mean, I'd probably pay them because the rot's not their fault, right? They just didn't make it worse, but they certainly didn't fix it.
You know, the rest of it now they're trying to get us for, and I'm like, it wasn't done right.
Maybe you pay them. You kind of have to determine this on your own, but maybe you pay them 75% of the project because they really kind of screwed up the last part.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, then tell them to come take the roof off and leave it like it was, and then you can get it structurally fixed. So I think you're going to have to go ahead and hop on that. I mean, make sure you do it in writing. Tell them that it's not that you're not paying for it. You just have a dispute on the quality of the project. So they don't need to send you to collection and say that you're stiffing them for the job because you're not. You didn't do the job you were paid to do. But I do believe that when this was discovered at that moment, they did have a responsibility to tell you what your options were. And this is not unusual for the guys. I mean, they're in this business, right? They open up roofs all the time and tear off roofs.
I always replace stuff like that. When I see it, I replace it.
Yeah, right. But when you open the stuff up and you find this, most roofing contracts that I see, they actually say in it, if we find structural work that has to be done or plywood that has to be replaced, that it has to be done at an additional price or fee, they didn't even give you that option. So I think this is on them. I think your complaint is entirely justified, and I think you owe them part of the money for the roof, but for the rest of it, I wouldn't pay them. And I would make sure it's very clear to them why you're not paying them, and it's not that you're stiffing them. You're not looking for a discount. The fact of the matter is that they've created now a bigger problem for you that would have been much easier and much simpler to repair had it been done at that time.
That's right, yeah. Well, I thank you for your concern. I thank you for your call back also.
Yeah, I mean, you're very welcome, Dave, and best of luck with the situation.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ideally before 9 a.m. That's going to minimize evaporation and ensure that more water is actually reaching the roots. As far as how much, your lawn typically needs about an inch of water per week, so adjust that system accordingly. Now, don't forget about adding a rain sensor. A lot of modern systems simply have one, but if yours doesn't, it's just time for an upgrade. A rain sensor is going to pause that sprinkler schedule when nature has already done the job. That's going to save you water and save you money. Nothing makes me more annoyed than seeing somebody's sprinkler system going during like a pouring down rainstorm. I'm like, that just seems irresponsible. While you're at it, guys, check for any clogged nozzles or filters. Debris can very easily block that water flow and cause weak spray patterns. A quick clean can restore that full function. And here's a bonus tip. If you've made any changes to your landscaping, like a new flower bed or a shrub, you want to make sure that that sprinkler layout will still make sense. You may need to tweak the system slightly to accommodate that new growth or additional hardscaping. Taking an hour or so midsummer to tune up that sprinkler system can help your yard stay lush and healthy and ensure that you're not pouring money down the drain every time it runs. All right, I love those tips. Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's on the line next?
Now we got Frankie on the line, Leslie, with her countertop question. What's going on, Frankie?
I have in my kitchen is a countertop that I think is linoleum. I'm not sure what it is. But it's gray in color, and I would love to either change it out or do something different. Somebody told me I could apply another round of paint, and that way it would look better than it does.
You know, Frankie, there's actually a number of ways that you could do this project. First of all, you mentioned that the countertop might be linoleum. I mean, I doubt that. It certainly would be a weird choice because linoleum is definitely an old flooring product. It could be laminate. That's more likely. And if it is laminate, which it probably is, it's like a Formica or Laminart or Wilson Art. Those are pretty much the brands of those laminate materials. If that's the case, you can use some products from a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. Their website is deichcoatings.com, and they have two different products that are designed as countertop finishing kits, and they are awesome. Now, one's called Spreadstone, and the other is called Lux Rock, and the Lux Rock product is great. There's a ton of different options in them, and it looks like there's a lot of stone in them, and the Spreadstone kind of looks more like a solid. So the Lux Rock is kind of more of like a travertine, like speckly, where the Spreadstone is more of like a solid marble or something like that. Two different looks, but both super durable and both a project that you can do yourself. It could take about 3 days or so, depending on which product you choose, but the steps really are you kind of clean the top, you get to work, everything you need is in the kit. So why don't you check out the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit and the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. Both are available at deichcoatings.com. Again, that's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. It's a great way for you to restore your countertop without spending a whole lot of money.
And while you're at it, get a new cutting board so you don't have to use your countertop for that and be doing this project every year.
Yeah, and get a new cutting board, period. They get gross over time. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for being with us this hour. Do you want to upgrade your outdoor space without a pricey stonemason? Coming up, we'll talk with the folks from Ladera, a clever stackable stone system that makes it easy to build fire pits, garden beds, and more without cutting, mortaring, or breaking your back. That's next on the Money Pit.
Every year, millions of pounds of used clothing leave American closets and land in places like Guatemala, not as waste, but as economic lifelines. A new report shows that Guatemala's secondhand clothing economy is turning discarded fashion into jobs, resilience, and inclusive economic growth. Lisa Jepson, CEO of Garson & Shaw, explains more.
We wanted to shine the light on the environmental and economic benefit of the secondhand clothing trade. As the U.S. develops new rules on fashion waste, it's important that global reuse stays front and center. We need government support for better collections as too much clothing is still going to landfill. Global reuse must be valued for its role in building more inclusive, circular economies that includes creating accessible jobs. The U.S. supplies nearly all of Guatemala's secondhand clothing, which is a vital source of affordable clothing in a country where over half of the population lives in poverty. And we're seeing incredibly high levels of reuse from what is important. We need global policies that recognize clothing reuse as vital to livelihoods throughout the value chain.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
We've been talking a lot about how to create beautiful and functional outdoor spaces this summer, and one of the products really making waves is Ladera, the stackable stone system that makes projects like fire pits, raised beds, and seat walls faster and easier than ever. So joining us now is Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager for Ladera, and Chris is here to walk us through how Ladera works, why it's different from traditional stone, and how it can help you create a stunning outdoor upgrade without cutting a single block. Chris, welcome to the Money Pit.
Glad to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Let's kind of start with the basics. What makes Ladera different from traditional stone products that homeowners might sort of be used to using or afraid to use?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's the closest thing we found to making a natural stone. Whenever we're making these concrete walls, I think the goal is to make it look as natural as possible. Historically, you've seen a lot of what we call split face walls or walls that have the exposed aggregate where when a wall is made and it's broken, you see the exposed aggregates and exposed rock in there, and it's a very rough surface. This wall is designed to look like a natural flagstone, and it's got a very smooth surface. Looks like an appearance of dry stack stone, but the trick with this wall is it's all, you know, one unit, easy to put together. No caps needed for the top of the wall, no cuts needed. Any kind of rectilinear design you can build without making any type of cut at all. It's an easy product to use, and it's very durable.
Is it so unique looking because you have one size, but you have seven different face patterns, and then it sort of hides the joints? So how does this sort of help people achieve like a really custom high-end look?
Historically, in walls, you've seen these false joints. They're very shallow, and it looks fake. These false joints are very deep, and it gives it the illusion of being a mortarless dry stack wall. So it's just it's a unique design. You just don't see a lot of this in the marketplace, but it's a long trend with what's going on with from a natural stone wall. It just follows those trend lines of what's popular in the marketplace right now.
But we are adhering them together, correct?
Yeah, yep. So when you're doing the fire pit and you're doing some small seat walls, the friction lock that you get from this wall itself is enough to hold it in place. But we always recommend whenever you can to use some of our paste stone block and paper adhesive. It just comes in a little 10.5 ounce tube. You squirt a little bead of it in between the layers and it just adds for a little extra stability.
And I mean, because this is sort of a precast concrete product and we're using the adhesive, what kind of conditions can this stand up to? Freeze thaw, storm, snow?
All of the above, all of the above. These walls are about 25 pounds a piece. These wall blocks are about 25 pounds a piece, so they're not going to blow anywhere. It's a durable concrete. The color that's in it is an integral color, a pigment color that goes through the entire block. So if you do have any breakage or cracking or any of that kind of stuff, it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. And then, like I said, these walls, if you add a little bit of adhesive, it's really going to lock it into place. They're not going anywhere.
And truly, the fire pit takes 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes? This can't be true.
Absolutely. If you're building on top of a concrete surface, for instance, we've actually done this in less than 2 minutes.
This is amazing. You guys are so talented at this. Regular homeowner, 5 minutes.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Easily 5 minutes if you've got a good flat surface already.
Oh, I love it.
It's very convenient, very easy. And by putting a fire pit, like a Ladera fire pit like that together, it acts as a central focal point where you can gather around with your family, you know, roast marshmallows, that sort of thing. Like, it's a really neat little kit.
All right, so what other type of projects do you find homeowners are using Ladera for? Are they getting super creative? Have you seen some afters in their outdoor spaces?
They are. Another unique feature about this block, too, is that it's finished not only on the face and the top of the wall block, but also on the sides. We've had homeowners for bed edging where you can stand the wall up upright. I've had people use it for columns. We've had people use it for seat walls, any type of raised garden beds, anything you want to do, like a surround or a raised bed.
User-friendly.
Yeah, very user-friendly.
This is fantastic, Chris. We are talking with Chris from Ladera and Pavestone about this wonderful dry stack stone that we can use to build a variety of projects. So if folks are ready to dive in, where should they go to learn more about it?
Absolutely. You can go to pavestone.com and take a look at product pages on there. We've got how-to videos, how to build fire pit kits, that sort of thing. We've got all the specs that you want to see on that wall. We've got some project estimators on there to help you figure out how much you would need to complete your project. And you can also find this for sale on HomeDepot.com as well.
That's awesome. Christopher Clare, the National Sales Account Manager from Pavestone and Ladera, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We can't thank you enough. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, when we return, are you tackling a home remodel? Well, you might be paying more than you think. We're going to tell you how recent tariffs on lumber, appliances, and fixtures could be adding thousands to your renovation budget and what smart homeowners can do to protect their bottom line. That is next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, it's not too late to get that summer garden going, you guys. Instead of just pots on the windowsill, you can create a vertical herb wall in your kitchen or on a sunny porch. You want to mount a few small wall planters, mason jars, or hanging pockets and fill them with basil, mint, rosemary, and thyme. It's living decor that looks great, smells fresh, and keeps your summer recipes stocked with homegrown flavor. I love that idea, and I love cooking, so this is a great way to do both at the same time. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones.
All right, now we're talking about Mother Nature here with some solar power. We've got Rick from Illinois on the line. How can we help out, Rick?
Well, I was just wondering if you folks had a good, reputable company that can install solar panels on the ground. I don't want them on my roof.
Wow, we want like a mini solar farm in your yard? Do you have room for that?
Yes. And on the north side, there's no neighbor trees that are going to create shade. I have enough room there. My lot is almost 240 feet long.
It's a good idea and concept here, Rick. I would definitely be wary sometimes with solar companies because there's a lot of kind of stretching of the truth sometimes when it comes to the real benefits or the savings here, because very often there's different ways that you can be paying for it. You can buy it outright, but a lot of people don't seem to do that. You can lease the solar panels, but then you're always going to have this payment that's due. You can lease them against what you're earning and still have the responsibility for the lease, you know, the balance of it. And then that becomes an issue of how do, you know, who does the maintenance? How does the maintenance get covered? And even more of a concern is when it's on the roof. If you're going to put it on the roof, you want to make sure you're putting it on a new roof. And that's a lot of things here. And, you know, it's a good time to think about, should I have solar panels or not? Do I need a roof or not? So for you wanting to do this on the ground, there could be some benefit of that. But I would be aware of what incentives are out there. Maybe some are offered by your state, your local and federal governments. We don't have specific.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America.
We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
That's no small chunk for homeowners or builders. Now, what's being affected? It's not just big lumber and steel. Tariffs are hitting product lines like cabinetry, lighting fixtures, smart home devices, flooring, even countertops, sometimes up to 25% hikes on some items. You're also seeing delays and supply hassles. A major headache for DIYers and pros is volatile supply chains. Some materials are being stockpiled, others are being delayed. That means longer project timelines, fluctuating prices. Those are all built-in surprises right there in your budget. So what can you do? First of all, think about sourcing locally. Domestic suppliers may sidestep some of those tariffs. You want to lock in quotes early. If you're planning a summer project, get estimates with specified prices. You also want to consider alternatives. For example, refinishing your existing cabinets instead of replacing them. And by shopping smart, you can look for used or refurbished appliances, and keep an eye out for rebates or domestic certifications. Timing matters, guys, so if you've been delaying, acting now could help if inventory is still available, and you can avoid buying later at higher post-tariff peak prices. But for big-ticket items with long lead times, buying sooner rather than later could save you thousands. Just another thing to think about, why stuff is more expensive. So let's help you get those projects done and on budget. Jim, who's up next?
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about her dryer, Leslie. What's going on with you, Sherry?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp, and I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is offside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, the wall into the outside.
All right, so let me ask you this. Say you're running a load in the dryer, and the buzzer goes off saying, I'm done. When you open it up, are the clothes still damp? Or are they dry? Do you think they're becoming damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
Well, if they become damp overnight, this sounds sort of like a condensation thing where you've got the dryer all warm and toasty from the clothes drying, and then cold air or exposed air conditioning or something is causing a condensation issue, which could make the clothes feel damp. Or it could be that you have high humidity in the area. Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does the air feel humid or kind of thick, or is it only the dryer?
I've not really noticed it.
Is it a steam dryer? Do you have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer with that steam setting?
No.
I mean, here's just some general advice about dehumidifying your basement, which could help. You want to make sure that outside, where the humidity sort of forms and makes its way into the house, you're dealing with those situations. So if you have gutters and they're clogged, you want to clean them out. You want to look at where the downspouts deposit the water. I mean, it really all starts when the soil around the house is super flat, and then you don't get any runoff, and the water kind of collects there and then gets sucked into the home through the foundation, and that's where you get the humidity in the basement and space. And you could try a portable dehumidifier for a while and see if that has an effect. But even if you have that running, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the best way to kind of get humid conditions inside the basement under control. I mean, there's a post on MoneyPit.com on the homepage about how to stop a basement from flooding that could help you with all of the moisture situations there. I mean, of course, the article that I'm recommending, you don't have a basement that's flooding, but it definitely helps you with the moisture situation, getting that under control at home. I would definitely take a look at all of that and see if just containing the moisture and humidity in the basement space helps the dryer situation. If it doesn't, give us a call back because I'm so curious what's causing this. Okay, Sherry?
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you want to boost your home's value and get the best bang for your buck? Well, sure you do. Coming up, we'll count down the top 5 home improvement projects with the best return on investment, so you'll know where to spend your money and where to save. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on the Money Pit.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's really driving the coverage of the Jeffrey Epstein saga, and if you want to know what's really happening with illegal immigration, tune in to Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.